This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A fourth firefighter has died from injuries sustained last month while fighting what became known as the Snyder Fire in Mesa County near the border with Utah. The Department of the Interior announced that Nathan Matthews of Lincoln, Nebraska, died Friday after spending nearly a month in the hospital. Matthews was 43. He was among five firefighters caught in a sudden burnover, which closed off their escape routes. Three were killed at the scene, and two others, including Matthews, were hospitalized. The Interior Department is continuing to investigate the deaths. The identity and condition of the fifth firefighter has not been released. In business news in Colorado, startups are struggling to raise cash. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Venture capital investment in Front Range businesses plunged during the second quarter. That's according to a new report from financial data company PitchBook. Companies in Boulder and Denver got $587 million across 70 deals this year. Last year, businesses in the area received more than $1 billion during the same time frame. PitchBook analysts say that nationally, more cash is going to fewer larger venture capital firms compared to prior years. That's making it hard for smaller firms to raise money. New investment is heavily concentrated in AI, according to PitchBook. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Colorado State Patrol reports that vehicle thefts are down. More than 3,000 fewer vehicles were stolen in the first 6 months of this year compared with the same time period last year. The patrol says the 35% decrease is the result of targeted prosecution and prevention strategies. Since vehicle thefts rose to unprecedented levels at the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, the numbers have steadily dropped each year. The most frequently stolen vehicles in the state are still the Hyundai Elantra sports car and the Chevy Silverado pickup. This is CPR News.